بسم الله إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Indeed, all praise is due to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him, we seek His guidance, we seek His forgiveness. We seek refuge with Almighty Allah from the evil of our own souls and from the bad consequences of our deeds. Whomsoever Allah guides, there is no one that can misguide him. And whomever Allah leaves to go astray, then there is no one that can guide him. I bear witness that there is no God except for Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has no associates, he has no partners, and there is nothing and no one that deserves worship except for him. And I bear witness that Muhammad ibn Abdullah, may the peace and blessings of Allah forever be upon him, was his servant and last messenger to all of humanity. Brothers in the second room, there's still room in the first room. And as always, I always encourage you to come to the first room. Inshallah, one day we'll have just one room and everybody will be in there, inshallah. وَقَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى فِي الْقُرْآنِ الْكَرِيمِ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ بارك الله فيكم. وَقَالَ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. وقال الله تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد. As to what follows, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Alhamdulillah who's blessed us all with one more day of life. Alhamdulillah who's blessed us with one more day of the month of Ramadan. Alhamdulillah who's given us one more opportunity to send forward good for our meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And inshallah, brothers and sisters, the topics for today's khutbah is going to be another reminder about one of the best things that we can send forward for our meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's investing in a masjid for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We only have a few days left to send something forward for our meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one of the best things that we can leave behind is a masjid for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imam Bukhari has related from Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu that upon occasion, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was coming from outside of the masjid, he was leaving the masjid, and a man came up to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this man, he said, Ya Rasulullah, matasa. He said, O Messenger of Allah, when will be the hour? When is Yawm al-Qiyamah? When is it going to happen? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he replied to this man, Ma adatta laha. He said, what have you prepared for this? Instead of telling you when it's going to be, you tell me, what have you prepared for this? And brothers and sisters, brother, please come in. Come in. Brothers, can we move forward, please? This is the question that we should be asking ourselves, brothers and sisters. What have we prepared for the hour, our meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He reminds us in the Quran, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu ittaqu Allah wa tandur nafsu ma kaddamat ligad wa ittaqu Allah inna Allah khabirun bima ta'malun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O you who believe, have the taqwa of Allah. And that's why Allah has blessed us with the month of Ramadan. For us to develop this sense of taqwa, this sense of consciousness of Almighty Allah, this remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always. So Allah is telling us, O you who believe, have the taqwa of Allah, and let every soul, let everyone look to what He is sending forward for tomorrow. Let everyone look to what He is sending forward of His deeds for tomorrow. And Allah says once again, and have the taqwa of Allah. Verily Allah is well aware of what you do. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He advises and He says, وَلَا تَقُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ نَسُوا اللَّهَ فَأَنْسَاهُمْ أَنْفُسَهُمْ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ. Allah says, and don't become like those people who forgot themselves. They forgot their meeting with Allah, and so Allah caused them to forget themselves. These people, they forgot that they were going to be meeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so Allah caused them to forget themselves. And Allah says, and verily, these people, they're the fasiqun, the rebellious people, the people that do the bad deeds. So brothers and sisters, once again, what are we preparing for our meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tomorrow? What are we sending forward in the way of the good? Many times the people, they forget about their meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because they're so busy with this dunya. They're so busy with the life of this world. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, he said, this world, this dunya, is only taken as a home by those people who will have no real home in the future. This dunya, it's only taken as a home by those people who have no home in the hereafter. And so they spend all their time investing in this dunya, in this home that they have here. And he said, and its wealth, he said, it is the wealth of those who have no real wealth. The people who have the wealth in this dunya, this wealth is nothing. They don't have anything because this wealth is going to leave them. This wealth, when they leave, they're going to leave it behind for somebody else. So what kind of wealth is this? This wealth that we hold on to. And he said, and it is gathered and collected by those who have no real intelligence. These are the people who are collecting the dunya and collecting the dunya and piling it on and piling more and more and more, and it's never enough. These are the people who don't have any real intelligence. May Allah make us from the intelligent people. Brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَاسْتَبِكُوا الْخَيْرَاتِ. So rush to everything that is good. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَاسْتَبِكُوا الْخَيْرَاتِ. So rush to everything that is good. That means rush to do the good deeds. And as I said, brothers and sisters, one of the best things that we can do while we're here is to invest our wealth in a masjid for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Invest our wealth, our monies that Allah has entrusted to us, in a masjid for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's the one that's given us our wealth. Many times we forget this. Many times we forget that the wealth that we have is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not because we're smart. It's not because our parents were rich. It's not because we went to college and we got a degree and a doctorate or whatever. It's not because we're wizards on Wall Street. The wealth that we enjoy is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah has given it to us for a reason, to see what we're going to do with it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after He's given us our wealth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He asks us, مَنْ دَلَّذِي يُقْرِدُ اللَّهَ قَرْضًا حَسَنًا. Who is that person who will loan to Allah a good loan? And this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as if Allah needs anything from us. But He's asking us this because it's for our benefit. So Allah says, who is that person who will give to Allah a good loan? A good loan because it's going to get paid back. Allah says, فَيُدَائِفَهُ اللَّهُ وَلَهُ أَجْرٌ قَرِيمٌ. So that Allah can multiply it for him. So that Allah can increase this loan for him. And he will have an honorable reward. SubhanAllah. The other day I shared a story between the Rakat al-Tarawih. I shared a story about a Sahabi. His name was Abu Dahdah. Abu Dahdah. Many of you who were here, you may remember the story. This is the man who had a beautiful garden, very valuable, 600 date palms. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this ayat, this man, he went to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, oh, Messenger of Allah, bear witness, I give this for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this valuable property. But in order to really appreciate this story, we need to know the story behind the story. So inshallah, I'm going to share the story behind the story. And what happened was this. During the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there was an orphan, a yatim, an orphan. And this young boy, he was a young boy, he inherited some land, some date palms, like a garden from his parents. And what this young boy decided to do was to try to build a fence around his property to protect it. This is all he had. He had no more parents to look after him. All he had was what his parents had left for him, this little garden with date palms. So he went and started building this fence around his property. And then he came to a tree, and this tree, this date palm, was not his. So he couldn't just keep building the fence. So what he did was he went to his neighbor, and his neighbor was a Muslim. His name was Abu Lubaba. So he went to Abu Lubaba, and he said to her, Abu Lubaba, please, can you give me this one tree? Because I want to build this fence to keep my stuff together. Abu Lubaba, he said, no. So the young man, he said, okay, well, can you sell it to me? If you won't give it to me, can you sell it to me? That way I can have my property all gated up. And Abu Lubaba, he said, no. So this young boy, he said, I'm going to take this to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he went to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he explained to Rasulullah the situation. Rasulullah, I tried to ask him if he'd give it to me. He said, no. I tried to buy it from him. He said, no. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, where is Abu Lubaba? Bring Abu Lubaba here. When they brought Abu Lubaba, radiallahu anhu, Rasulullah said, oh, Abu Lubaba, won't you give this tree to this boy? He's an orphan. Abu Lubaba said, no, that is my tree. It's my right. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, okay, well, will you at least sell it to him? Can you sell it to him? And Abu Lubaba said, no, I won't. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, okay, Abu Lubaba, will you give this tree to this boy and you will have a tree in Jannah? Give this tree to this boy and you will have a tree in Jannah. Abu Lubaba, he said, no, I don't want it. Subhanallah. No, I don't want it. And when he said that, this young orphan, he began to cry. Subhanallah. The Sahaba, they were gathered there and they saw this. Abu Dahda, he saw this. And he went to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he said, Ya Rasulullah, will you give me the same deal? Will you give me the same deal? If I get this tree for this boy, will you give me a tree in Jannah? Rasulullah said, yes. So Abu Dahda, he went and found Abu Lubaba. And he said, Abu Lubaba, do you know who I am? He said, yes, you're Abu Dahda. He said, do you know about my garden? Because Abu Dahda, he had the best garden in Medina. The best garden. It was the biggest garden. It had 600 date palms. It had the best fruit. It had a stream. It had a well. It had a huge home where his family lived. Everybody knew of this garden. So he said, do you know of my garden? Abu Lubaba said, yes, everybody knows about that garden in Medina. Abu Dahda said, sell me this one tree and you can have my garden. Sell me this one tree and you can have my garden with the 600 trees. Abu Lubaba said, come on, are you serious? You're joking, right? Abu Dahda said, no, I'm serious, take it. So this man said, okay. So Abu Dahda, radiallahu anhu, he goes back to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he's happy. He's happy. And this is when he says to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah, bear witness, I have given this garden for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he said to the boy, that tree is yours. Subhanallah. And then Abu Dahda, he goes home. Now he's got to tell his family, hey, you got to go. We have to go. So he goes to his home and he's almost embarrassed to walk into the house. So he stands outside the house and he says to his wife, Ya Umma Dahda, Ya Umma Dahda. And she said, Labaik, yes, yes, Abu Dahda. He says, come on, we're leaving. She said, Lima, why? Abu Dahda, he said, because I've sold this property to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so now we have to leave. And in return, we'll have a tree in Jannah. A tree in Jannah. Subhanallah. What does his wife say? What would our wives have said? His wife said, Allahu Akbar. She said, you've done a good bargain, Abu Dahda. And she gathered up the children and they started leaving. And as they were leaving, she was reaching into the hands of the children because some of them, they still had dates in their hands. And she was taking the dates and she was throwing it back in the house. And she said, that belongs to Allah. So subhanAllah. This was Abu Dahda radiallahu anhu. This was a man who was certain that he would meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This was a man who wanted more than anything to have something in Jannah. Even if it was only a tree. And by the way, once he did that, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, oh Abu Dahda, when you first came to me, you had one tree. You had one tree. But now I see you have many trees in Jannah. Many trees in Jannah. So subhanAllah. How many of us would love to have a tree in Jannah? All of us. How many of us would love to have a house in Jannah? All of us. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, whosoever builds a masjid for the sake of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will build something similar for him in Jannah. Allahu Akbar. Brothers and sisters, does anybody have a better way of getting a house in Jannah? And all we have to do is invest some of our wealth for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala today in this dunya. Invest it in the masjid. All of us, we know we're trying to finish this masjid. Invest it in the masjid. And inshallah, you will have a home for yourself in Jannah. Brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He reminds us in the Quran, Allah says, لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ. وما تنفقوا من شيء فإن الله به عليم. Allah says, by no means will you attain al-birra until you spend from that which you love. And the Mufassirun said that when Allah says al-birra in this ayah, he's talking about Jannah. So Allah is saying, by no means will you attain Jannah, by no means will you make it to Jannah until you spend from that which you love. And whatever you spend, Allah knows it. So brothers and sisters, I want to encourage all of us to give for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And give during Ramadan when the reward is increased and multiplied even more. The other night I said that we had reached $4,500, alhamdulillah. And today, as of right now, before I came into the masjid, we're at $10,500, alhamdulillah. And we're trying to get to at least 40, inshallah. But out of those $10,500 that we have, that came from only 10 people. 10 people. All the people that come to this masjid, all the families that come to this masjid, imagine if all of them gave as well. So brothers and sisters, I want to encourage you, if you haven't given yet for the new masjid, even if you gave before, now's another opportunity to give some more. I encourage you to give for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And invest in your future. This is what we're doing. We're investing in our meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And is there anybody else who can give us anything in Jannah other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he reminds us in the Quran, he says, وَأَنذِرْهُمْ and warn them, يَوْمَ الْحَسْرَةِ إِذَا قُضِيَ الْأَمْرِ وَهُمْ فِي غَفْلَةٍ وَهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ إِنَّا نَحْنُ نُرِثُ الْأَرْضَ وَمَنْ عَلَيْهَا وَإِلَيْنَا يُرْجَعُونَ. Allah says, and warn them about the day of regrets. He's talking about us. And warn them about the day of regrets when the cases will be decided. On Yawmul Qiyamah, we can't do nothing else. On Yawmul Qiyamah, it's too late to reach into our pocket and give for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, and warn them about the day of regrets. Because right now they're heedless. Right now they're careless. Right now they're not even thinking about it. And they're turning away. And they don't believe. And then Allah reminds us, verily Allah is the one who's going to inherit the earth and everything and everyone on it. And to Allah is the return. And that's why I said, brothers and sisters, this wealth that we have today, if you don't spend it for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's not going to be yours. All of us, we love our wealth. We love our money. If you truly love it, then you should want to keep it. And the way that we keep our wealth is we spend it. Spend it for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then that wealth will always be yours. But whatever you don't spend, it goes to somebody else. And in the end, everything and everyone goes back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So brothers and sisters, I want to encourage all of us to give for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while we still can during these final few days of Ramadan. And Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, he reminded us about the reality of this dunya. Because we forget. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, he said, in this life, in the life of this world, he said, everyone is a guest. Everyone is a guest. And their wealth is a loan. Arda. And the guest, he's going to have to leave. And the loan, it's going to have to be repaid. So this is the reality of all of us, brothers and sisters. All of us, we're temporary guests in this dunya. And this wealth that we have is only a loan from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Pretty soon we're going to move on to the akhirah. And our wealth is going to go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we're going to be questioned about what we did. So ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us spend for His sake. Akulu qawli hadha wa astaghfiru wa lakum. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد. Brothers and sisters, Imam Muslim has related أن عثمان بن عفان رضي الله عنه قال إني سمعت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول من بنى مسجدا لله بنى الله له في الجنة مثله. Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu, and by the way, Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu, he was one of the most generous people ever. He was constantly spending his wealth for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No matter how much he spent for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah kept replacing it and giving him even more. Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu, he couldn't go broke. He's the Sahabi that we mentioned before. It might have been during the nighttime that he gave 900 camels, 900 camels full of goods for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he gave like 200 horses, and he gave like a bag of gold. And that was all on one occasion, subhanAllah, on one occasion. And he was always spending for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And his wealth never decreased. It just kept increasing and increasing. But anyway, Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu, he said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said the hadith that I already mentioned, whosoever builds a masjid for Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will build something similar for him in Jannah. Imam Muslim has related an Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, ahabbul biladi ilallahi masajidun. مساجدها excuse me وأبغض بلادي إلى الله أسواقها. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said the dearest places in the land, the most loved places in the land to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the masajid. And those places that are most disliked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are the businesses, the marketplaces. Brothers and sisters, imagine for a moment you're meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tomorrow. Imagine if you can meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tomorrow and say to Allah, oh Allah, I left the masjid for your sake, oh Allah, because I knew that you loved the masjid. Imagine if we can say that tomorrow. What do you think Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will respond to us? You leave behind something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. And by comparison, how many people they leave behind houses and businesses and property and jewelry and bank accounts? What will be their meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tomorrow? So brothers and sisters, inshallah, I encourage myself and you, give for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're trying to finish this masjid. Alhamdulillah, we've gotten some good use out of this one. But it's time for us to move on to something bigger, inshallah. It's time for us to leave something that's proper for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I want to encourage all of us, give for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever you put in that white box tomorrow, today, as you leave, is going to go towards the new masjid, inshallah. And we're trying to make it to $40,000, inshallah. We're about a quarter of the way there. So please give generously for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Give during Ramadan while you can, inshallah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, مَنْ أَمِلَ السَّالِحًا فَلِنَفْسِي وَمَنْ أَسَاءَ فَأَلَيْهَا ثُمَّ إِلَى رَبِّكُمْ تُرْجَعُونَ. Whosoever does good is for his own self. We're not benefiting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by building a masjid. We're benefiting ourselves. And whosoever does bad, it's only hurting him. So if we don't give for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we're only hurting ourselves. And then in the end, your return will be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to give freely for his sake. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept from us whatever we're able to give. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to multiply our reward for us as he's promised to do. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us all during this month of Ramadan and to wipe away all our sins. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us all and our children from the hellfire. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to join us all in Jannah.